Bringing World to the Classroom, the podcast is supported by the US Embassy in Bratislava. From the Slovak Spectator, this is Bringing World to the Classroom, seemingly unrelated stories that have shaped and continue to shape the world for the better. I'm your host, Peter Lohopolat. Pontes Foundation has been around for more than 20 years. It aims to move Slovakia to its next level and shape it in a way to make Slovakia a better place for the lives of many. It brings different key players, whether their work is dedicated to education, corporate social responsibility, inclusion or transparency, closer together. Michal Kiša, Pontes Foundation co-CEO, who has been part of Pontes for 13 years, is my guest in today's episode. Strong bonds for positive changes, that's the motto of your organization. So you've been here for about 20 years. What's the most positive change that has come about in Slovakia, thanks to your organization?
There have been many positive things that we've done, mainly in the areas that you've mentioned before. But going back to the past, we were part of some of a bigger project with other organizations, helping young voters to get to vote in 1998 when we got rid of Mr. Mečiar during that difficult times of our country.
Former Prime Minister of Slovakia.
Yes. Since then, we were able to work in a free and, let's say, open society where we were able to establish programs that we are doing to support communities and schools, education organizations and so on.
You were set up in 1997, more or less, but back then it was the Civil Society Foundation. So was the only reason why you set up the organization, was it just the elections back in the 90s when Mečiar was in power, or what was the goal?
Our founders at the time believed that if we want to create a free society, we need to have really strong government, business, but in the same time, civil society. And we knew that every country that is successful in the world has to have these three elements very strong. And at that time, civil society was not that strong compared to these other two elements.
So that was the first goal, the development of civil society. And I think you succeeded, and throughout the years, you focused on civil society, but at the same time, as we mentioned, the four fields or pillars that you work on. So let's just talk about education. That's one of the fields. So you started the project called Dobrakrajina.sk, goodcountry.sk, which is still running, if I'm not mistaken. Can you just briefly say what that project is about?
The project is like a crowdfunding platform for non-profit organizations that can collect money with this new modern methods of payment. In the past, we used to meet a lot of people in the streets that were collecting money in these boxes, but now most of the donations are switching to electronic payment, credit cards, and so on. So we wanted to create a platform for NGOs to have this kind of opportunity to collect money. And we carefully select those projects in Dobra Krajina, Good Country.
And these organizations, they can support projects that mainly help socially disadvantaged children or...
We follow within Dobra Krajina the same activities that we support in other projects as well. So it's education, inclusion, corporate responsibility or transparency. So all these organizations should be focused on some of these issues. We want to be very focused ourselves in these activities.
Mm-hmm. And how about Generation 3.0? That's like an interesting title for the project. What is that about?
This is our main project concerning education. Mm-hmm. We collect best practices from schools and from non-profit organizations that
from Slovakia
that are focused on education, and we get them together every year. Mm-hmm. Every year we choose different organizations and we run them through, let's say, a startup process. We have a 2-day long meeting with them when we try to find their strengths, their weaknesses. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of mentors from business sector, from education, from government that help them find their, let's say, weak spots. And the best ones we choose, they are in some kind of accelerator where they can really improve their efficiency. And then in the end, they can receive up to 15,000 euro as a startup investment to really spread in their schools. We really want to support these bottom-up initiatives that can change the way how education is done in Slovakia.
Do you know or can you mention some schools that got involved in the project and sort of succeeded and improved in the end?
For example, in Bratislava, we have a primary school, Dubova, which has a very good inclusive education. But we have many NGOs that really work with schools and really are able to spread their initiatives within schools. For example, iSpy, which is focused on programming of these small robots.
Well, I can tell you that my favorite project of yours, but I think it was just like a one-off initiative, but maybe I'm wrong. You can correct me. So it was called This is 21. And that's from November 2019, when you basically sent out some Slovak personalities, I don't know, people from Google, Slovakia, let's say. And they went back to high schools just to like motivate students and to tell them, you know, you should work more on yourselves. So that's the initiative I really, really liked.
It's if I can maybe add to this, it was a second year last year, and the main goal is to send them to their own high schools. Even more emotional for them to go to maybe in their own classrooms where they spend this 4 years, and the goal is to really motivate students from Bardejov, for example, that they can really become a head of some big company or work in a really high position in the government. So the motto for us is like everything is possible.
So you joined Pontis, that was back in 2007, and you worked on a number of projects, and I'm sure that it's really difficult to prepare one in terms of, you know, getting people involved. You need a good idea, but I think it's not just me, but also I think people in general would wonder from where you get the money, because you're an NGO, and we know that some politicians, they really enjoy saying that the money you get, it comes from abroad, but you know, you can explain how it works in your organization.
Generally, in the whole non-profit sector, really only a small amount of money comes from abroad. It's maybe only 4%. Out of those 4%, most of the money is from the European Union. But regarding us, it's even smaller. I don't know if it's like 1 or 1.5% of our total budget comes from abroad. We mainly work with companies on different projects. So we propose our ideas when they are developed to some stage, and with the focus of on impact. So we really want to change something in the society, and people that we work with within the companies, they know the situation in Slovakia, that it's not working well in some of the areas that we are working. So we try to somehow improve this through the money of companies, but also we had some projects from the European Union, and we had some project from the government, but they were mainly focused on the foreign aid. So some projects in Belarus or in Serbia, so that was supported by the Slovak government, but it's not really any big portion of our budget.
So you mentioned that you worked in some projects where the government and the state. How would you evaluate a cooperation with the state? Because sometimes I think and I feel that NGOs complain about the approach of the state towards them. So how do you feel about that?
It really depends on the people that work in this specific area. So if you have people who are devoted to the topic and really want to change something, the cooperation is very good. So we try to find good officers, good people in the government that really want to change things in Slovakia. Mm-hmm. And there are many of them. On the political level, it's a little bit more difficult.
So you yourself at Pontis, you work on projects that are connected with transparency and corporate responsibility projects as well. So why these topics? Why not education or inclusion?
It's a coincidence, basically.
They told you you're going to work on this.
No. It all started when my wife started to work for one NGO, mm-hmm. and I really like the atmosphere of the nonprofit sector. A lot of people think that we don't work that much, but we have quite a lot of overtimes all the time. But I really like the thing that you can work with some positive impact. So, mm-hmm. For me personally, I would rather make less money, but have a job that has some kind of impact, some kind of a positive, or can bring some kind of a positive change to Slovakia. And I only just really sent my CV to our previous director, Lenka Suročák, mm-hmm. and they hired me. At the same time, the person who was responsible for CSR at the foundation was leaving. So I just really changed him, and the topic stayed with me. And I think it's a really nice topic.
Some of the projects in these areas, transparency and corporate responsibility, the Transparent Slovakia Fund, that's one, Our Town, Business Leaders Forum, Via Bona Slovakia Business Awards. Which of these is your favorite one?
If I look at it from the point of, let's say, impact on a community, our city, the biggest volunteering event mm-hmm. In the Central Europe, basically, maybe
that's
in the whole
huge,
Europe.
Yeah.
Every year, almost or over 10,000 people join for 2 days in June. You can see them in the same t-shirts. It involves over 130 companies. Last year, we were over 50 cities and villages in Slovakia. And we changed the environment where people live. But mm-hmm. This is not really the goal of the event. The goal is to connect these two worlds that don't come together very often, the business sector and the non-profit sector, or public sector as well, because we do a lot of activities in schools or kindergartens.
So this is mainly for corporate volunteers, so from different companies, but can also people working for the government or state institutions, can they get involved?
Yeah, we have ministries that participate.
Amazing.
Well, next edition in June this year, the office of the president will join as well.
I really like that. But Business Leaders Forum, like, what's the point of this?
For us, we created it as a platform to share information, to maybe create the common projects mm-hmm. among businesses. We started with 11 companies 15 years ago. Now we have almost 50 that are participating in the forum, and they meet every 3 months. We discuss different topics. It can be disinformation, mental health of employees. Really, topics differ from meeting to meeting. Mm-hmm. We try to help them create, or we give them some tips on how to improve their internal culture.
So your organization, Pontes, you work with businesses. So I'm wondering if these companies, do they do these activities with you just because they want to promote themselves? They want to be like visible among people? Or do they really mean it? Do they really want to change Slovakia and the society?
It really depends. It really depends from company to company. But I hope we don't have such companies within a BLF. Some companies really, it has a term, greenwashing. So mm-hmm. you promote some things, but in the same time you do something very bad, for example, to the environment. But we believe that if we work with companies that really mean to be here, or to make business in another 50 or 100 years, they have to act sustainably.
Pontes has done so much. So what else is to come under your management?
Actually, just a few months ago, we started a new project, the new education center. It's for kids that don't have that much opportunities. It started in Trnava, and it's, I really like to call it like a co-working center for students. This is for primary school students from in the last years, and it's a 3-year long program to give them really good education that they are not able to get in schools, or their parents are not able to pay for it. Our goal is to really motivate them to work hard on themselves, and then our vision is to have this center in all bigger cities in Slovakia in future.
All right, fingers crossed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Pontes Foundation co-CEO Michal Kiša for unveiling what activities Pontes does to help shape Slovakia for the better. If you like bringing world to the classroom, spread the word and tell everyone about it. You'll find the podcast on Podbean and other platforms, or head straight to spectator.sk to have a listen. I'm your host, Peter Lopulet, and I'll be back with a new episode in a few weeks' time. See you then.